U.S. Senate could vote Wednesday on a stoppage funding bill to forestall a government shutdown, Democrats said, but without a provision to increase the federal debt limit and avert a credit default. The coming days are expected to be the most critical of Mr. Biden's presidency as he negotiates the tricky passage of two giant spending bills and a fix to lift the debt ceiling without the support of Republicans. But the most urgent priority is funding for federal agencies, which runs out at the end of the day Thursday. Senate Democrats are preparing temporary legislation to keep the lights on until December 3rd. Shutdowns typically mean sending hundreds of thousands of government employees home as federal services and properties close. A day after giving their assessments of the end of the war in Afghanistan and future terror threats that may emanate from the country, top U.S. military officials returned Wednesday to Capitol Hill to testify before another congressional panel about the conclusion of the two-decade mission. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, and General Kenneth Frank McKenzie, the commander of U.S. Central Command, all appeared before the House Armed Services Committee. At a Tuesday hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, lawmakers both praised the decision to end the country's longest war and condemned its final days as a debacle. U.S. President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor met Egypt's president Wednesday for talks aimed at ensuring Libya's December elections go ahead as planned, Libya said. In Jake Sullivan's meeting with Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, they spoke about, quote, organizing the Libyan elections, end quote, as well as the withdrawal of foreign troops and mercenaries from the war-ravaged country and the unification of its armed forces, the Egyptian leader's spokesperson said. This is VOA News. Five people, including three children, were killed.